There was some blue and sorrow times. Just my thoughts about you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle word for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away.
Owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kamala Harris delivering the keynote address after accepting the party's nomination at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
We are charting a new way forward. Forward to a future with a strong and growing middle class, because we know a strong middle class has always been critical to America's success.
Harris becomes the first woman of color to accept a major party's nomination for president. Robert F. Kennedy, independent, preparing to drop out of the presidential race. It appears he is expected to endorse Donald Trump. Both are in Arizona today. The Prime Minister of India has arrived in Ukraine. Narendra Modi will now be meeting with President Zelensky there following his meeting last month with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A volcano in southwestern Iceland has erupted for a sixth time since December. It's spewing red lava and ash, but is not a threat to the local population. This is ABC News.
His family.
Germany's Navy says there was no deeper message in a music ship blaring in London this week.
Blasting from the German warship Braunschweig this week, cruising along the River Thames in London. The Imperial March, Darth Vader's theme in the Star Wars films. A bystander's phone video of it went viral. The German Navy says the ship commander is free to choose any tunes, no deeper message. The ship also blared London Calling, the 1979 hit from British rock band The Clash, drawn from the BBC in World War II. The warship's been on a training mission.
That's ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Workers at Canada's two largest railroads are expected back on the job as early as today after the Canadian government stepped in and ordered all sides into binding arbitration. Canada's top two railroads locked in more than 9,000 Teamsters unionized workers on Thursday. A strike could cost the Canadian economy $250 million per day. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely.
You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The UW System Board of Regents approved sending an $855 million funding request to Governor Tony Evers to consider in his next biennial state budget. The capital budget request includes $260 million proposed to repair aging facilities and another $467 million to replace existing facilities that can't be renovated cost-effectively. The Regents also approved the layoff of three dozen tenured faculty at UW-Milwaukee's branch campuses Thursday. In a letter to University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman last week, UWM Chancellor Mark Monet said the layoffs are necessary given the financial situation at the university. And Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson was in the spotlight at the Democratic National Convention Wednesday evening. The city's first black mayor referenced past mistakes that harmed the city's black residents. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Who's ready to save a bucket load at Fleet Farm? Just buy one of our signature 5-gallon buckets for $3.99 and get 15% off anything that fits inside it. Save on the best brands in fishing, hunting, and power tools. Save on pet supplies, snacks, and more. Any qualifying products that fit in the bucket are 15% off now through August 28th. Our bucket sale is just another great way to save on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola experience creativity, hangout heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy with an isolated shower or thunderstorm today. Our high near 80 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. On Sunday, sunny, hot, humid with a high right around 90. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8196. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8196. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
Hate that.
Oh. Just so when I thought things couldn't get worse, I realized I forgot my purse. With all this stress, I must confess, this could be worse than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm
Hey,
crying
don't stimulate my brain. This job and work a bit. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, honey, I'm home and out all day. Pour me a cold one, and oh, by the way, rub my feet, give me something to eat, fix me up my favorite dream. Honey, I'm happy, it's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV.
I just heard a country hit this big. Real Country 1430.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Reba McEntire, I'd rather ride around with you here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures mid to upper 50s across the region this morning. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Rod Bain is in with our newsmaker segment talking about a program from USDA to expand the use of higher blends of ethanol at gas stations around the country. Rod will be in with that here coming up this hour. Well, a couple sure signs of summer coming to an end. One, the Minnesota State Fair now underway. Another sign that fall is here, or at least just around the corner. High school football. Things got underway last night, and tonight it's our first high school football game as Durand, Arkansas, taking on Spring Valley from the Bauer Built Sports Complex. We'll have that game for you tonight with the Advent Health Panther preview at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have that on the radio here on WRDN. We'll also have it as well on our streaming audio service at our website. Plus, we'll have it on video as well. We'll have it on NTEC Channel 99. We'll have it on our YouTube channel and the Durand, Arkansas School District YouTube channel as well. Yep, first game of the 2024-25 high school sports season tonight. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Feed Form Friday.
With Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Form, and our topic is going to be looking at the utilization of feeds on dairy farms in the United States. And this bill is kind of a unique study here from Iowa, known as Decision Solutions, and they summarize all available major feed inputs here in the United States by livestock categories as well. Really interesting information. A big job here because they use USDA data on production of crops, animal inventories, the amount of export that's occurring here. Imports are also monitored as well. And, of course, inventories on farm are calculated and, of course, the yield that's coming in 2023. Bill, it's pretty amazing. They can account from anywhere from 95 to 105% of these available crops. So their data is really quite strong. They also adjust for human use, so if we have corn and you have cornflakes in the morning, we adjust for that as well. They also adjust for organic fertilizers, especially some of the animal byproducts that end up in fertilizer as far as that goes. Interesting in the dairy, they really break this down. They break it down into the calf area, heifers on feed, dry cow, close up fresh, early, mid, late lactation cows, and even account for beef on dairy animals on farms, which of course is a big trend right now in the dairy industry. Not only do they nationally, but they do it by region. So they break it out in the following regions. They look at California, the Midwest, that would be us here in Illinois, the Northeast, the Southeast, and West would be everybody but California. And so there's interesting regional differences that you can see in the data set as well. They do monitor 55 feed ingredients. About half of them are not used by the dairy cattle, but they are used in other livestock species. And, of course, they can't account for pasture. So certainly some of the heifer data doesn't account for pasture intake on the feeding programs. So, listeners, here's the interesting data. So you might ask, well, how much feed do dairy cows consume of the total mass being produced here in the United States? Well, dairy cattle eat about 12.1% of the corn. They consume 20.1% distillers dried grains, which, of course, is a corn byproduct, and about 11.8% of soybean meal. So certainly this is a big marketplace for those grains as well. Let's go through the other species quickly and listen carefully. We'll go quickly, kind of round these numbers off. Beef, of course, because of the feedlots, they are consuming about 27% of the corn, especially in the feedlot area. 43% of distillers' grains, and certainly they feed a lot of distillers' grains because they are very economical. And, of course, they don't need all that nitrogen, but they're simply wanting to utilize that as a source of energy. And only about 1% of the soybean meal. So, obviously, on beef cattle, DDGs become a huge protein source. Swine is interesting. They're consuming about the same as beef cattle, 26% of the corn, 25% of the distillers' grains, and those are probably going to be low-fiber distillers' grains. As you're aware, Bill, we have different separations of product out of distillers' grains, such things as taking the fiber out and the oil out as well, and soybean meal about 16%. Boilers, that's another group they looked at, 23% of the corn, 5% of the DDGs, and 52% of the soybean meal. So chickens are a big consumer of cereal grains. Layers, 6% on corn, 4% on distillers, and about 10% on soybean meal. Turkeys are quite a bit less. They're down around 4.5% on corn, a little bit on DDGs, about 1.5%, and 7% on soybean meal. Horses, sheep, and goats had much lower numbers as they are more of a pasture and, of course, grass-consuming animals as well. Bill, the interesting thing is that they could account for 98.3% of the corn production in 2023, 98.4% of DDGs, and 99.2% of soybean meal. So our take-home message is that certainly livestock, and specifically dairy, are very large consumers of cereal grains. That's where a lot of marketing goes. And, of course, this is a talented group that took all this data and really make it fit. That was impressive to me. The dairy numbers were spot on. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Christopher Holton. It was a Saturday morning. Normally, I go for my normal walk.
With no warning, Chris suffered a near-fatal heart attack. Brian Buckley, a bystander, saw him collapse and perform CPR he learned from the American Heart Association, which saved Chris's life.
Looking at your hands, these two hands could save a life.
To learn more about how the American Heart Association helps save lives, go to helpheart.org.
Coming up on Monday, we'll check the markets with Lee Milkey on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet. Tomorrow, since we set our vows under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard,
Remind me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Diamond Rio, Meet in the Middle here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 54 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. September milk down 4 this morning at 21.94, October down 15 to 22.04. November and December were not traded overnight, November at 21.33, December at 2017. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels down 6 to 222 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks down 1 and 3 quarters to 207 and 3 quarters. One trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1 to 315. No trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 128. 8 trades on the day. Dry whey down a quarter to 56 and a half. And one trade on the day. Cattle markets are called mixed today. The big news will be the cattle on feed report to be released later today. But the trade did decide to get back into the markets in a big way, triple-digit gains from yesterday. But again, that cattle on feed report will be closely watched. And so because of the big gains yesterday and that cattle on feed report and some other outside market concerns, could see some profit taking in many of the contracts. Hog markets followed suit, moving sharply higher as well. Some strength in those pork cutout values and even some cash prices helping hog markets yesterday. And it looks like that we could see a mixed open today. Again, some traders may decide to take some profits after the big gains from yesterday. August live cattle opened the day at 182.55, October 175.90, December 175.52. August feeder cattle open at 241.97. September 238.20. October at 234.25. October hogs open at 79.62. December 70.27. February at 73.35. At the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn is relatively flat. Soybeans are moving slightly higher this morning as the Pro Farmer Crop Tour does wrap up. No real big surprises in the tour. There has, though, been some pretty good export demand for soybeans, so that's been helping some of the soybean markets. The corn markets, though, really no news to help support the market one way or the other. Now, wheat markets moving lower. News out of Canada is that the Canadian government is moving toward binding arbitration to quickly end the lockout of Canadian National and also the Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern Railroads. And it looks like Canadian National employees are now going back to work this morning. But Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern, those folks haven't gone back to work yet, but that could be happening here later today. So that is pressuring wheat markets today. September corn now up a quarter to 371 and three quarters. December steady at 393.5. March down a quarter to 411.25. New crop 25 down a quarter to 432.5. September beans up 2.5 to 943.75. November up 2.75 to 964.25. January up 2.5 to 982. New crop 25 beans up 2 to 1019. September soybean meal down 210 to 304.30, but September soybean oil up 44 cents to 4088. Chicago wheat, September down 3.75 to 507.25. December down 4 to 531.5. Minneapolis wheat, September down 5 to 563.25. December down 3.5 to 580.5. Energy markets this morning, October crude oil up 84 cents to 73.85. November up 77 cents to 73.05. And September and October gas both up 2 cents. September at 225, October at 209. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Having someone you can trust with your everything is everything. At Chippewa Valley Energy, keeping you warm, keeping you cool, keeping you safe is what they do. Since 1922, when the Eau Claire Cooperative Oil Company was founded, it was to service farmers, homeowners, and businesses with necessary energy solutions. Since then, they've grown, but still offer the same great local service that they did over 100 years ago. Become and stay one of their partners with necessary energy and reliable service for your generations, your farm, your business, your family. Chippewa Valley Energy, no more. Go to ChippewaValleyEnergy.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 320, September 320, new crop 339. Cash beans 908, new crop 882. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 351.5, September 356.5, October 348.5, and new crop 348.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and September corn 351, new crop 348. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 334, new crop 338, cash beans 923, new crop 886. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 341, new crop 343, cash beans 899, new crop 881. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 344, new crop at 346, cash beans 911, new crop 895. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 331, new crop 341, cash beans 923, new crop 889. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 176 to 196, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 180, market cows 111 to 140, bulls 140 to 168, calves 270 to 920, beef steers 175 to 590, Holstein steers 137 to 380. Sheep markets, market lambs 205 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 110 and down. Goat markets, does 145 and down, bucks 125 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 184 to 190, finished beef heifers 184 to 193, finished dairy steers 170 to 178, market cows 110 to 126.50, market bulls 151 to 175. Hog markets, market hogs 55 to 88.50, light sows 58 to 64, heavy sows 58 to 65.50, and boars 20 to 28.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. Strawberry wine, 17.
town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. While in my four-year-old said a four-letter word, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. Got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight, he crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Some things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
Film on Dolby Buffaloes from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Every time you take a sip in this smoky atmosphere, you press that bottle to your lips, and I wish I was your beer. And in the small there of your back, your jeans are playing peekaboo. I'd like to see the other half of your butterfly tattoo. Hey, that gives me an idea. Let's get out of this bar, drive out into the country and find a place to park. 'Cause I'd like to see you out in the
I used to hunt. Don't worry, babe, I've got your back. And I've also got your front. I'd hate to waste a night like this. I'll keep you safe, you wait and see. The only thing allowed to crawl all over you when we get there is me. You know every guy in here tonight would like to take you home, but I've got way more class than them, babe. That ain't what I sticks. I'd like to walk you through a field of wildflowers, and I'd like to check you for ticks. Oh, I'd sure like to check you for ticks. Come on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. The latest round of USDA's Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program grant awards continues to expand fuel station capabilities to bring higher blends of ethanol to motorists and consumers. Rod Bain has more.
How important to the biofuel industry is a USDA program emphasizing biofuels infrastructure construction and expansion?
HBIP has been, I think, a success story when it comes to a public-private partnership and helping industry better distribute and create market access for low-carbon fuels.
Incentivize retailers to offer higher blends of ethanol is critical, and the HBIP program has been wonderful in helping a lot of those retailers.
And we're working with retailers to make sure that we maximize. This is a tremendous amount of resources.
One of the things that we're very happy about with the most recent round is because that's a lot of equipment.
Members of the biofuels industry offering their opinions and support regarding
Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program.
HBIP. Ron Lamberty of the American Coalition of Ethanol was among those attending his organization's annual conference when Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the latest awards regarding HBIP. Over $90 million allocated to 89 projects in 26 states.
Every quarter, they're going to continue to see higher and higher numbers of those grants and more opportunities for that higher blend to get in the mix.
What the secretary is referring to is HBIP's setup as a quarterly grant program, with money awarded in a series of tranches from a total $500 million. Prior to the August secretarial announcement of the latest HBIP awards,
that has resulted in us funding to date 193 projects, spending roughly $131 million of that $500 million.
The next round of HBIP grant award applications are being accepted through September 30th. Ron Lamberty of ACE explains what HBIP is designed to do.
It's a grant that stations can get for putting in infrastructure, dispensers, tanks, lines, anything that they need to sell higher blends of ethanol, and it's blends above 10%. So even a station that's putting in E15, maybe not putting in E85, can get some of that money.
And as for the impact of the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program, Jeff Cooper of the Renewable Fuels Association attests.
Hugely beneficial to the industry and hugely impactful for our industry. The HBIT program has put hundreds of millions of dollars into the marketplace. It has stimulated retailers to make the investments necessary to distribute higher blends of ethanol, whether that's E15 or E85. And we've seen substantial growth in the number of stations offering those fuels to consumers, and HBIP has been a big reason for that.
More details about HBIP are available online at www.rd.usda.gov/HBIP. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Expect warmer weather for the weekend in our ag weather forecast. Now, an isolated shower or storm is possible here for part of the day today, but otherwise it'll be partly sunny, and then that warming trend begins to kick in for the weekend. Partly sunny throughout the day today, a very slight chance of a shower or storm, high 76 to 81. Relative humidities at 58 to 63%, south winds at 5 to 9, gusting to 20. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 59 to 64, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at around 5. For Saturday, partly sunny, highs 81 to 86, relative humidities at 50 to 55%. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 85 to 90. Monday, mostly sunny, warmer still, highs 90 to 95. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. For Wednesday, partly sunny, cooler, highs 75 to 80. And for Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of a shower or storm, highs 75 to 80.
Our southern border is wide open, allowing drugs, gangs, and criminals to flood into our communities. We need to get tough. But Senator Tammy Baldwin supported amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, including convicted criminals, like an illegal immigrant with multiple DUI charges. He should have been deported. Instead, he stayed and drove drunk yet again and killed a Wisconsin father of three. And Baldwin voted 9 times to support sanctuary cities that protect dangerous illegal immigrant criminals and release them back onto the streets. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-4689, the Justice for Jocelyn Act. No amnesty for illegal immigrants, especially criminals. Vote to finally secure the border. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Your garden may have the answer for a gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Cut some fresh herbs and make flavored vinegar for your favorite foodie as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
We all get tired of the same salad dressings and sauces. Make your own herb-flavored vinegar to spice things up in the kitchen. It also makes a great gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Lisa Treiber is a food safety extension educator at Michigan State University. She recommends 3 to 4 fresh or dried sprigs of herbs to 1 pint of vinegar, either white or apple cider vinegar. The process starts by sterilizing the glass containers for 10 minutes in boiling water. Then you can add the ingredients.
You're going to put the desired amount of herbs into the sterilized glass, then fill it with vinegar. And again, 1 pint of vinegar per 3 to 4 sprigs of herbs. And the vinegar can be hot or cold. Then you're going to cap the jar and store in a cool, dark place for several weeks.
Depending on your tastes, infusing the flavor could take as little as 10 days or as long as 4 weeks. You can sample it from time to time to check its progress. When the vinegar is ready, Treiber says you'll have to strain it.
You're not going to leave that fruit and that herb in the vinegar and then store it that way because the herbs will start to break down and it'll get, for lack of a better word, gunky faster. You're going to filter it with a cheesecloth or coffee filters and then put in smaller containers because a lot of times people use like a gallon pickle jar to make a big batch and then filter it and put them in smaller jars if they're making them for gifts.
Treiber says the vinegar should be kept in cool storage and used within 3 months. If the jars are in the refrigerator,